Good morning. Mostly clear and cold again this morning across interior New York and New England, with a hard freeze and thick frost in spots early on today. Temperatures dropping back into the 20s across most of the region, with even some teens across the higher terrain. High pressure is keeping it dry, although we do have a weak disturbance off to our south, producing a few rain showers across the Delmarva area. This should slide out south of Long Island. We'll get a few scattered clouds along with this disturbance in our region, but that's about it. Still, with plenty of sunshine today, readings will reach up into the lower to mid-40s once again. Skies will clear out behind this disturbance tonight, and it will be seasonably cold again, with overnight lows back into the mid-20s on average. This will set us up for a dry, cold weekend. Again, high pressure in control with lots of sunshine, but readings both days will only make it into the lower to mid-40s over the weekend, despite plenty of sunshine. And the sunshine will continue into early next week, with highs on Monday creeping into the upper 40s. On Tuesday of next week and into Wednesday, big travel days, temperatures will slide up into the upper 40s to around 50 with a mix of sun and clouds. Right now, it looks like we'll avoid any major storminess even into the Thanksgiving holiday, with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. Highs will be in the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories are out for the Sierras of California through tomorrow afternoon. Tropical moisture ahead of a storm system off the coast will bring light precipitation today. The storm will move toward the coast this afternoon, bringing the potential for heavier precipitation over the southern Sierra tonight and tomorrow. The storm will be relatively warm, with steady snow levels above 7,500 feet. However, a colder storm system quickly following Saturday night and Sunday will provide additional snow and lowering snow levels. Accumulations will range from about 4 to 8 inches at the snow line to 10 to 16 inches above 8,000 feet. Winds will also gust up to 40 miles per hour across the higher terrain. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was from Batman, Turkey at 10:20 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Izumo Airport in Japan at 1:33 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were two daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Perry Lake, Kansas. The 76-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1990 by 2 degrees. There was one daily record low at Oakley, Mississippi. It was 22 degrees, and this is 1 degree colder than the old record set in 1974. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility, partly cloudy skies, and 32 degrees with a northwest wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 24 degrees, the dew point 22, 91% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.35 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to a low of 1 above zero at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 50, Boston partly sunny near 50, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 40 degrees, the low 24, the average temperature 32, that's 8 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 83 hundredths for the month, which is 81 hundredths below normal, and 32.90 for the year, which is 1.87 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 33 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 353, that's 11 above normal, and 839 for the season, which is 148 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low 32. The record high 71 set in 2006, and the record low 7 above in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:49 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:31 p.m. 9 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and chilly today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s back into the teens across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly sunny and chilly today with high temperatures in the lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the middle 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and chilly today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-40s, more sunshine Sunday in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny on Monday in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday, upper 40s to around 50. And the early outlook for Thanksgiving Day shows a mix of sun and clouds with high temperatures in the lower 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.